So far, there's no evidence the coronavirus has any effect on sea life, but the disease is having a profound impact on a North Florida marine lab that supplies sea life to institutions of higher learning. I'm Tom Flanagan. Gulf Marine Specimen Lab Executive Director Cypress Rudlow is sadly contemplating a revenue stream that has literally dried up overnight.
The big problem that happened to us was that the universities have all shut down, and one of our main incomes is the biological supply, where we supply these specimens to teachers so that they can teach their school groups about different marine invertebrates and sea life.
Rudlow says those schools are by no means limited to the locals, such as Florida State and Florida A&M.
Some of the animals we ship out have been used in cancer research, and we supply the entire country from Harvard to Brown University to Cornell and all the other universities in the United States with these animals for teaching and education purposes.
The impact, says Rudlow, has been significant.
We have pretty much lost an entire quarter of revenue, which is about $167,000.
Rudlow explains the lab's delicate balance between income and outgo is now completely out of whack.
The amount of money that we charge for it helps offset with the tourism by teaching the field trips. By the time we were diversified between the two, we were able to survive, but we've always been a nonprofit because of that. So the reserve to weather this is not there like it should be as of now, and that's why we're going to need the help from the general public.
Handy says there are several ways to make that connection.
A place to donate at our website. They can also follow us on Facebook, where you can donate to, send it a check. Any way they want to reach out to us, we are still open as of now. And we're going to, again, monitor the CDC and the government to see what the next steps are. The first concern we have is the general health of people and the general health of our animals. So safety first.
Sound advice for everyone in this COVID-19 era. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.